You'll know what I'm talking about someday when you set somebody down in a chair and crack an insanity. Just across the boards. You sometimes don't spot them right off the bat. You know, they're behaving improperly in processing, but you don't quite spot why. Now, for you to say that everybody that behaves improperly in processing is an insane case or an erotic case and so forth, this is the grossest exaggeration you ever saw. You ought to see one of these insane cases unwind. And when they blow up in your face and go sane on you, something like that, and you can do that with your modern processes much more easily than you ever could before. And when they go sane on you suddenly, Why, man, the amount of degradation which they have to move through from the moment the machine blows out to the moment they're able to mote in any degree is fantastic. Utterly fantastic. The stuff is just dripping, gooey degradation. Now, an individual who moves out of any valence that he is artificially occupying, any super artificial valence, moving into his own beingness, or more closely to his own beingness, experiences degradation in some degree by reason of the shift. Now, why is this? It's because they were tremendously degraded at the moment they moved in. You see, at the moment they decided to go into this new valence or to think totally and completely and only upon a machine, the moment they decided that was a moment of great degradation. That degradation still sticks there at the shifts. The assumption of a new identity is accompanied to some degree by degradation. Even picking up a new body, passing from an old body to a new body, will find a little area of degradation kicking around in some place, but it doesn't amount to much. You'll find it in the exteriorization area. The person backs out of the head of a dead body, and up to the time when he picks up a new body, he'll generally feel pretty degraded. And you can just count on this. But this mechanism is true at any shift of beingness of a case. Any time the case shifted into a more artificial beingness than before, it was because of a feeling of degradation. So as you shift them upscale, you're taking degradation off of them at a great rate. Now, wherever we have an individual recovering upscale, we then go through lessening areas of degradation. But when a case comes out of a machine, you know, the thetan isn't there. There's just a machine there. The thetan's over there someplace, not being anything, and the machine is all. When you get one of those things, boy, the degradation really drips. And that's only a neurotic state. Person will appear rather sane, by the way, operating totally as a machine, not there at all, you know. Appear pretty sane, but not to the inspection of a Scientologist. The person has comm lags, does very destructive things, registers peculiarly on the E-meter, and has slick-slack valence shifts. The bang sort of shifts. They never go up gradually and down gradually. They go clank, clank. Such a case as this leaves session at 2 and comes back into session at 3. Invariably. Only it just takes just a second for the shift to take place, you know. It's almost a click. Got the idea? Now, the clink, clank. Anytime you see these valence shifts, you know, somewhat going by, click, you know, the person is very happy. And then, bang, terribly sad. You're probably not looking at an emotional change at all. You're probably looking at a valence shift. One valence is a happy person, the other valence is an unhappy person. The being isn't either of those two valences. You see what I'm talking about? All right, a valence shift is accompanied by degradation when you strip it off. But for one to be operating automatically doesn't bring about degradation. A person goes from the valence of a dog to the valence of a horse, to the valence of a doorknob. They just go clack, clack, clack. You can take a psycho and shift them around much more easily than you can shift a sane person around. Psychos will do anything you tell them to do. I don't know why psychiatrists never found this out, but they just never found it out. They'll do anything you tell them to do. Anything. You know, they'll see monkeys or kangaroos, or they'll go into valences or anything of the sort. Everybody knows they're insane, so nobody talks to them. People try something else with regard to them. But they're just in a total hypnotic, not there trance. And you just say, you are a kangaroo, you know, and the person's kangaroo and will hop around the room. It's quite remarkable. I don't know how psychiatrists never observed this, unless it is because psychiatry was not based on observation, but hope. Hope that everybody would be crazy or something.